Welcome to today's Knoxville Farm and Homes Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Tony Correa, and we're joined by Marion County Extension Director Dale Miller to talk about the latest going on with Marion County crops. What are some of the issues that are facing Marion County crops this year?
Well, we just continue to have wet weather, and that's been the biggest factor. And you notice a lot of crop planes in the air or a few helicopters that are out treating cornfields primarily for disease situations. You know, this wet weather has great disease in all kinds of plants, whether it's in the crop field or in the backyard or in the forest for that matter. And so we continue to get a lot of calls regarding plants really stressed by disease, fungal diseases, and this wet weather and saturated soils. Yeah, our soybean plants have been doing a little bit better. We're also still trying to do some weed control in some of those fields. Some of the later planted soybean fields have not closed those rows in and canopied over, so that makes it an opportune time for weeds to establish themselves when they can still get sunlight and before that canopy closes over. Been difficult getting hay up. We have, for the most part, wrapped up the first cutting, which is really late to be doing that, but that's, again, a factor of the weather condition that we've had this year.
With the wet weather, how has that really been an impact on getting into the crops and such like that for farmers?
Well, it's been a huge problem just being able to get in fields. That's why we're doing a lot of aerial treatment because of muddy fields, wet spots. And we have a lot of uneven stands, you know, in fields where you see yellow corn, shorter crops, and corn and soybeans both. And so, you know, access to fields for weed control, it's just been an ongoing problem this year. It's one of those years when nature just keeps throwing curveball after curveball, and we haven't had a chance for relief. We, you know, if we get a couple days, start to get a little drying, and then we hit the cycle again. So hopefully we'll get that corner turned and get to a little more drier seasonal weather that we expect this time of year.
How has this been an impact on commodity prices?
Well, we still actually have a fairly good-looking crop across Iowa and the Midwest. We have spots where certainly it's not going to be as good as expected, but the market's still expecting a reasonable crop this fall. So, you know, $3.50 corn and $9 beans are really not what we'd like to see. That's certainly a drop from where we've been in the past, and so that's affecting farmers' plans looking ahead for the profitability of this year and planning for next year.
Now, what are some other things that are going on right now at the Marion County Extension?
Well, we're doing farmland leasing meetings. There's additional meetings in surrounding counties coming up this next week. Farmland leasing is kind of a hot topic. The state deadline is September 1, unless you have a written lease specifying something different. What's happening there, our leasing generally, cash leases have been going down, kind of tied in with the profitability of the crop production as well as the overall land values, because they've been declining somewhat too. And one other thing I'd like to mention is coming up on August 4th is the Research Farm Field Day down by Sheraton at the ISU McNay Farm, and we'll have several topics there, including soil health and cover crops and alfalfa plots, and also some topic relating to pasture renovation and fescue pasture. So there'll be a good program there. It'll be a late afternoon, early evening, August 4th at the McNay Research Farm down by Sheraton.
And where can people find out more information in regards to events going on with Marion County Extension?
Well, you can certainly just give us a call here at the office, 842-2014, or you can check out our website. Give us a call, and we'll let you know what's coming up.
And that's today's Knoxville Farm and Homes Let's Talk Knoxville. Knoxville Farm and Home, what a farm store should be. Thanks again to our guest, Marion County Extension Director Dale Miller, for joining us on the program. Stay tuned for more of today's news and local information. And remember, you can always get today's news and local information online at KNIAKRLS.com.